Okay, now we were going to talk a little bit about you, Nikita. And I
But
think.
we wanted to talk about the village.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay, about me.
I was going to talk a little bit about you first, and then we can talk about the village. But
Okay.
maybe they will be the same thing.
No, but me is much more interesting than about the village.
Okay. I just wanted to state my impression of you. And I think it's good that we're doing this now after a few weeks, now that we know each other better. Because my impression of you is that you are quite shy and you are an observer. And you are, at least in the beginning, you were always very quiet, and when you were a group of people and you were just watching and with your camera. Nikita the observer.
I think it was annoying villagers a lot because like they don't know how to deal with this guy because like
Yeah.
he doesn't say anything, he's
Yeah.
just watching. Yeah,
Yeah. So,
so you think it was annoying?
no me?
No, villagers.
Yeah, maybe,
Yeah,
but I
you heard
think
something?
Finns are also shy. Shy people.
Yeah, there are
So
a few guys on the parties who are just sitting like a few hours without saying anything, and not only me.
So you're not alone,
Yeah.
no. But I also think that is the way you're making your art. You're observing a lot of the time without actually interacting so much. So, yeah. That was just my impression of you. And I also, it was really nice to see your film, the screening, because that makes me understand more about you. And you do have a really nice sense of humor. But it's very subtle.
Very what?
Subtle, it's very low key. You don't notice it always. But it's there.
Okay. I don't know what to say. Yeah,
And you're obviously obsessed with filmmaking to the degree that it might actually affect your relationships.
it does affect.
Now, it feels like I'm a psychologist. Okay, do you want to talk about the village now?
No, I think we should talk about you right now because it will be
Oh, I
like
see. Oh, so what's
so
your
yeah,
impression?
I think like my impression have no idea about your work
No,
because like
because you
yeah.
haven't checked my website.
No, I have checked your website, and even my mother heard that you making jewelry, was making jewelry, so she said like, oh, maybe like I'll ask her like you to buy something. So I sent her a link also, but yeah, because she had a birthday like 2 days ago. But she didn't like anything.
Well, you can't please everyone. Oh, your mother doesn't like my stuff. Oh. Well. Go on.
Yeah, I think we need to talk a bit more about what you're doing now because you stopped making jewelry and you know what you're doing right now because I know you tried to make some moving sculptures and so
Yeah,
on
yeah,
and
yeah. My plan was to teach myself mechanics when I came here, and I have been studying. I have several books that I've been reading, and then I
yeah,
wanted
so
to,
then they're really nice books, yeah, about moving sculptures. Yeah, it's really when you see them, you want to make something of yourself. Yeah.
And I have brought some tools and materials, and then I wanted to try to make some just some pieces of moving, not sculpture, but just the mechanisms, so that I can actually make them and understand how it works in reality.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not just reading about it.
Mm-hmm.
But then, since I don't have a proper workshop, I've been using like Ron's studio,
mm-hmm.
but the tools that we have and the equipment we have is not precise enough to
mm-hmm.
make this stuff. So I was just, it just didn't work.
But I think you can find, like, there is a lot of tools here in the village. You can find someone else who write those.
Yeah, I just don't want to impose on people, like, you know. But that's okay, because Ron and I are cooperating, and we have a project that will be an exhibition next year,
mm-hmm.
in Sweden and Finland.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm actually quite content working on that, and just maybe not actually making something physical while I'm here, but working on the ideas with Ron, and I'm working out how the exhibition will be and what we're going to have in it, and who's going to do what, and what we're going to do together.
Tell about the project, because I really liked it.
Oh, the sock project?
Yeah.
So it's going to be about me and Ron coming from two different countries, and the differences between the countries, and how there will always be...
Between which countries?
Finland and Sweden,
yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm from Sweden.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought everyone in the village knew that already.
Actually, maybe I have to say where I'm from, because I'm from Russia, and I lived a bit in Israel, and now I live in Berlin for 1 year.
And your name is Nikita Pavlov.
That's right, and you can check my website at nikitapavlov.com.
Wow, wow, nice. And my website is called marialewis.se. Do we have to pay for this study? And where was I?
About the project.
Oh,
socks,
yeah, the sock
and
project.
Difference between countries, Sweden and Finland.
So we had this... Well, I found this book in the residency.
Oh. You can hear everything. When you're touching the table, you can hear it very loud.
Sorry. I found this book,
mm-hmm.
a novel... That is called...
The book which someone left in the residence.
Yeah. It's called A Place Called Here, I think it's called. And it's about missing things.
Mm-hmm.
And this woman who is her own agency, and she's looking for missing things and missing persons. But we were specifically thinking about socks, because it was also Father's Day a couple of weeks ago, and then I read this article about gifts to fathers, and they usually get socks. And then I was thinking about socks and how many of them get lost in the washer. Everybody has these odd socks that no longer has a use. They're just bereft of their function and lying around. So we wanted to collect these odd socks.
Because everyone keeps them.
Yeah, they do. And they don't know what to do with them, but they're there. And now we will put them to use. And we want to match up odd socks and try to make nice pairs.
So you're asking people to send their socks to...
Yeah. So please send your socks to Ron.
You can just bring it there.
Yeah, go put your bags outside Ron's studio.
And you don't have to wash them.
Ron will wash them for you. And then hopefully we can get some people together who have donated the socks. If we match a pair of socks, and then we will get the people behind them together. And
so it's like a dating site.
It's like a dating site, yeah. Yeah, you can call it that. Yeah.
This is what is it for.
Yeah. I'm a very social person. So I really like meeting new people, and it's
So now you're
so,
going to tell about the parties we had here.
yeah, I guess it's unavoidable. But yeah, I like meeting new people, and it really it helps me to be creative, I think.
Yeah, I was going to tell you that, while I was observing people and so on, I was really also inspired by the local people and by everyone's works, because this is like actually the only visual artist I met here yet, like, yeah, like for example, what he's doing, and there was like almost one month spent here, like. And I wasn't knowing what I'm going to do here, because I had some material to edit for like my movie, which I shot a year ago. And I thought like I could spend 2 months here editing, sitting like in a house, and no one will bother me, and I can do like spend all my time to create something. But then we had a lot of parties, so like almost. Yeah, every few days we had something, and it was at least till 3 in the morning, and some like, and well, yeah, most of them were till 6 in the morning. So I was sleeping because of this all the day, like, and waking up it's the night, and I wasn't really succeeding with editing, so I started to cook and to bake, and like first time in my life, because I was never doing this before. Yeah, and I think I'm a bit succeeded in it. Not in editing, but at least in this and in parties. And yeah, yesterday we had 3 parties, like in the same day.
And the next one is starting soon.
Yeah, because yeah, I'm leaving tomorrow for a movie festival in Moscow, which I had to attend. Yeah, well, there will be a screening of my movie there. Yeah, but finally, like, then the snow arrived, and I saw the village, like, it was like different place at all with the snow, and I started to think that I'm gonna film something here. And as apparently, like, all village right now is because everyone says they saw us filming in the village. We didn't saw anyone, but they saw us somehow. Yeah, so we were you helping me, thank you, and we were filming a bit of like material which I wanted to do, like involving myself, of course. I was just as almost as a touristic photographs, I was just posing in different places which I liked here, but yeah, but it was video, and it was I hoped it was a bit funny.
It was funny for me.
At least. This is it. No.
This is it.
Yeah.
You know, I will really miss you.
Oh.
Yeah. Now that I
Nice to
got to
hear
know you.
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I hope
Yeah.
we can stay in touch.
This is why the residence longs at least 2 months, because yeah, 1 month you know each other, and second
Yeah.
month if you're not going to a festival in Moscow. You can walk together or something here.
Eat together.
Yeah.
Have coffee together. Well, it's been really very nice to meet you.
Yeah, because as I told you like before, when I got reply from the study which I'm accepted to the residence, that it will be November, December, and my neighbor in the building will be you, and I checked your website and thought, yeah, generally, yeah, it wouldn't be nice, it wouldn't be interesting for me at all, because like I have no connection with that, and no,
And you thought
like,
I was too old.
yeah, according to the picture, he was like 10 years maybe older than me or something, and no, it will be boring. I had no idea how fun it will be.